Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from The Message. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing and how you can get involved, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Well, good morning, amazing friends. And you know, I was thinking coming over here that one of the things we do at the Palau team is we draw churches to unity. And we're always saying, be unified, be unified. We must be unified to declare the gospel. And God has brought the Message Trust and Palau team to model this. And it's really beautiful, really beautiful. And I don't know all the ins and outs. You know, unity's hard, right? But it takes humility. And God has done that and is doing it. And so we do feel honored to serve with you. And we are actually in awe of the work that you're doing in this community. We really, really are. And humbled that we get to come in and just be a part of it. We feel very honored. So, as we say in Jamaica, big up. So today, I just really quickly want to just remind us, it's like preaching to the choir, right? But why are we doing this? And I love this psalm, Psalm 145, if you have your Bible. I know everyone has a phone, and the Bible's on the phone. So get out your Bible or phone. Psalm 145, and Luis called this the evangelist psalm. And it's so beautiful, this psalm, when you read it through. And the first part of the psalm talks about what we do. What do we do as evangelists? And the second part of the psalm tells us, reminds us why we do it. So I just want to encourage us. Maybe you're tired today. Maybe you're like, oh, I just want this weekend to be over. Maybe you're really excited, but there are things that maybe you're excited about. I don't know. I don't know what's happening in everybody's life, but it'd be really beautiful today to come together to remember, why are we doing this? What is this message? And how powerful it is. So I'm going to read the first seven verses, and then I'll read the second. Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. That's David. David was the king calling God the King, right? I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. I love that language. They will speak, they will tell, they will proclaim, they will celebrate, they will joyfully sing. That is what we're going to be doing at the festival. That's what we've been doing this whole time, joyfully telling. You know, one of the passages in the Bible, you know, there's some passages that make you sad. Because you think, wow, really? There's one passage in Judges chapter 2 when after the people had come into the promised land and Joshua passes away. And Judges 2 says, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 and they buried him. After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. And that passage makes me so sad because you think all the Bible up to that point is about what God had done for Israel, the miracles, the amazing things that he had done. And now a whole generation was coming up that didn't know him and didn't know what he had done. What a tragedy. And you think, why? Why didn't they know? Because the older generation didn't tell. You know, one of the gifts that I have in my life is my father is a man of faith, Robert Levy, in Kingston, Jamaica. And my father had a very dramatic conversion when he was in his 30s. His life turned 180 degrees, one direction to another direction. And our family, the fabric of our family is made up partly of my father's testimony. Of him telling us over and over and over again what God has done for him. He's 83, right, babe? 82. He continually, God had mercy on me. God helped me. He has told us from the moment we could understand what God has done for him. And that is exactly what we are doing this weekend. We are telling the next generation. And I pray you'll be encouraged about that because someone told each one of us here in this room. Someone said, he's good. God is good. He is faithful. And now we are the ones telling the next generation. That is honoring to our King. That is so honoring to our King. So I want you to be encouraged, no matter what you're doing with the festival, no matter what you do with Message Trust or Palau, we are part of telling the next generation, right? Amen? The second part of the psalm is about why. Why do we tell the next generation? And this, I'm going to read it really quick, just because the Bible is really good to read. Verse 8, the Lord... He is gracious and compassionate. He is slow to anger and rich in love. He is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made, and all you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all his promises, and he is loving toward all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That's Jesus. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Wow. He is good to all. I mean, I love this language. He is gracious and compassionate. The word grace means always leaning towards us to offer benefit. The word compassion means moving of the innards with compassion and kindness towards suffering. He is faithful to his promises. I remember Andrew and I a couple of years ago had a very painful time with one of our children, and I remember crying out to God, are you faithful? Are you faithful? I am doubting your faithfulness. And I was reading A.W. Tozer's book, The Knowledge of the Holy. And one of the things he says about God and his faithfulness is that faithfulness is not his behavior. Faithfulness is who he is, Revelation 19 says, at the very end of time, when all the stories are written, when the champion comes forward, he says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider was called Faithful and True. That's our King. He is faithful. And the reason I bring this up today is because this verse, this passage right here, verse 16, you open your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. I was praying for all of you this morning, all of us, and thinking all of us in this room have things we're asking God for. Every one of us. We have burdens, we have heartache, we have disappointments, we have grief, we have things that we're watching and waiting for God to move. And sometimes we wonder, God, here I am, I'm serving you, I'm committed, I'm all in. Look, I'm pouring out my life and my energy for you, for your kingdom, for your glory. Yet, God, I have this ache, this desperate need in my life. Maybe it's a child that's broken your heart. Maybe it's an unfulfilled longing in your life. And I just want to encourage each one of us today to remember our God, the one that we're preaching, the one that we're talking about, satisfies the desires of every living thing and gives us our food when? At the proper time. That's hard. Sometimes that's very hard. And we know it. Andrew and I know that it's hard sometimes to wait for the proper time. But I just want to encourage you today, whatever's going on in your life, whatever that desire is, he sees and he knows, and he is the faithful God who satisfies our desires at the proper time. And you know what that should do in us? That should give us a sense of rest, a sense of peace, knowing that the God of the universe, the King of the world, the author of salvation, knows us. He sees our heart. He knows what it is. And he promises to satisfy our desire at the proper time. In the meantime, what do? We proclaim to the next generation and we tell of his goodness. Amen. Oh, Lord, may we do it faithfully. God, may we honor you. May your name be lifted high. Not just this weekend, Lord. Oh, but we pray for this weekend. But as we live our lives devoted to you, you are our King. You are good, and we devote ourselves to proclaiming to the next generation that you are worthy of their worship. You are worthy of their lives. Thank you for your kindness to us. Amen.
Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support our work or even get involved with one of our teams. We also have another podcast called The Flow Podcast, where we share stories and testimonies of the amazing things that God's doing in people's lives. Search for The Flow Podcast on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.